All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have three present and one on the phone, which is Mr. Edward Garner on the telephone. And we have a quorum, which is three, Mr. Thompson, myself, and Mr. Edwards. At this time, I will call this meeting to order. First thing I'd like to say is, let's do the invocation. Mr. Branch, would you be so kind to do the invocation, please?
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come, Lord, and do that which is necessary to assist and make differences and support all that takes place here in Duplin County. Father, I ask that you continue to bless each and every leader that sits in this room and those that may be on the line. Father, clear all minds and hearts and allow us to come on one accord and do that which is necessary. Father, continue to give us the courage to stand, the courage to lead, and the courage to guide. For it's in the precious name of Jesus that I do pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We can do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for coming, those of you that are here, and those of you that will listen to us later. One thing that I would like to say to the citizens of Duplin County is that we have a census going on right now, and if you would please count yourself in the census, because it's important to Duplin County for getting services for our county. All right. We move on. Has anybody reviewed the consent agenda? Or has everybody reviewed the consent agenda? Do you have anything to add?
I do not.
What about you, Mr. Davis Brins?
I do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. If I could get a motion, please.
Motion to approve.
Okay, do you have anything, Mr. Garner? I didn't ask you.
Commissioner Garner, can you hear us?
I barely can hear the chairman. I can hear you fine.
Okay, Mr. Chairman would like to know if you have anything to add to the consent agenda.
No, I do not.
Thank you.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say no.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, moving on. Public comments. Are there anybody signed up, Mr. Davis Brins?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman. No one is.
Okay, at this time there are no public comments. Nobody signed up. Okay, we move on with our next item. Ms. Robin Brokey, if she is available, please come in. That's fine right there. That's fine right there. Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I have good news. We have another grant dispersed and is ready. And we have a contract that needs to be approved this evening. It's for $75,000 for the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. It's last year we were awarded $150,000 and they were going to divide it into two disbursements. So this will be the final disbursement.
Move to approve.
Second. Can I have a second?
Mr. Thompson, second.
Okay. I've got a motion to approve the grant contract between the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources and the Calvin Museum of History and Science. Authorize the chairman to sign the same and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is Ms. Pamela Brame available? Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
So I've come in to bring before you the North Carolina Office of State Human Resources every year looks at our pay plan as far as for Office of State personnel and has recommended that we move the social work program manager, which is currently a grade 75, to a grade 76. So we have two grades in between all the social workers to be consistent. It affects only one employee, the program manager, and her salary would remain the same. All we're doing is retiling the grade as the state suggests that we do.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got a motion and second to approve the North Carolina Office of the State Human Resources recommendation to change the salary grade of the social work program manager at the Duplin County Department of Social Services from a grade 75 to a grade 76. Any discussion? If those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against say nay. The motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Good evening, man. Ms. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, please come in.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
Fellow commissioners. The first item is the WIC agreement, addendum 403, revision number 3. Would like to want to provide additional funds to the health department due to the increase in the participation of WIC participants for state physical year 2021. And that has been an increase from the original one that was issued back several months ago. That increase is for $12,540. We would like to offer to accept those with a budget amendment.
Second.
Thank you, gentlemen. I've got a motion and second to accept funds in the amount of $12,540 for fiscal year 2020-2021. Week 403 agreement, addendum, revision number 3, and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. Motion carries. All right, go with the next.
The second agenda item is COVID-19 infection prevention support. It's a state agreement, agenda 115. For the purpose for this is COVID relief funds. Provide necessary and appropriate relief and assistance for the effects of COVID-19 through infection prevention. And so this funds, the $85,231, will be used to provide things support for infection prevention related activities. So we would like to accept the funds in the amount of $85,231 and also approve a budget amendment for state fiscal year 2020.
Move to accept.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the funds in the amount of $85,231 from COVID-19 infection prevention support agreement, addendum 115 funding, and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Go with next.
The third agenda item is for a Homeland Security grant program for fiscal year 2020. In September 2019, the Health Department applied for a 2020 shelf project through the Eastern Branch of North Carolina Emergency Management. At that time, we requested two regional support trailers to be available and to deploy to general population shelters in the event of a disaster. These trailers will contain deployable equipment to support the opening of shelters, to include medical cots with rolling cart storage, oxygen regulators and oxygen cylinder carts, and shelter carts to move supplies throughout the shelter. These trailers can be deployed to any of the surrounding counties that fall under the Domestic Preparedness Region 2, if not currently being used locally. However, with that request, NORCON Emergency Management only funded partial of that request, which was $15,900, to support one regional support trailer and the equipment within that. So we would like to request an acceptance of $15,900 from the Homeland Security Grant Program for the shelter support trailer and equipment and include a budget amendment for 2020-2021.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the funds in the amount of $15,900 from the Homeland Security Grant Program for fiscal year 2020 for a shelter, support trailer, and equipment, and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion?
So that's just going to be one trailer though, correct?
That is correct. And we will, we've already submitted a grant application for this year, 2021 self-project, to reciprocate the same thing. So our goal is to get two trailers, and the materials in those two trailers will support our four shelters.
Okay, is there any further discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, Ms. Angie Quinn, please come in.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight for two more sections on the Northeast Cape Fear River. Section two, from Deep Bottom Road to NC Highway 41, and section five, from Highway 24 to Sereca Road. Daniel Steiner, Snatch It Clearing, has submitted a proposal for these two sections. I'd like to ask that you award these to Daniel, who's done other workforce and has done a great job.
So move.
I've got a motion and second to award Daniel Steiner, doing business there, Snatch It Clearing, the contract for stream debris removal on the Northeast Cape Fear River in section two, in the amount of $150,000, and section five, in the amount of $151,649, and authorize the chairman to sign same. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Okay, anything else, sir?
Mr. Chairman, I have four announcements I'd like to bring to your attention, and also, we will not need the closed session for legal matters tonight, as was on your agenda. I would like to let the board know that the United States Marine Corps will have a training exercise that will take place at both the Duplin County Sheriff's Office Jail Annex and at the Sheriff's Office Training Center on Landfill Road from Tuesday, September the 29th, through Friday, October the 2nd. On Tuesday, the Marines will deploy to the jail annex and the training center. On the 29th, military aircraft or military vehicles will insert recon Marines by either parachute, aircraft, or military vehicles on a local farm, and then they will maneuver through the woods to the jail annex. On Wednesday, the Marines will conduct role play activities at both the jail annex and the training center. And on Friday, October the 2nd, at approximately 1700 hours, military aircraft and vehicles will begin to arrive at the Duplin County Airport for ground refueling and support the raid. And there will be a raid that will take place simultaneously at the jail annex and at the Duplin County Training Center, the Sheriff's Office Training Center, that is, at approximately 2000 hours that night. The raid will end at 2200 hours that night, and all the Marines will be off or have vacated our facilities Saturday morning on October the 3rd. If any of you have any questions about that, or you'd like me to give you more information, I'll be glad to do that. They will be giving scripts to our 911 center in case we get any citizen concerns or calls for information. Also, like to bring to your attention that there is a vacant seat on the James Front Community College Board of Trustees, and I will be putting that on the agenda whenever the board advises me to do so. But I did receive a letter from Dr. Caraway that Mr. David Jordan has resigned his position. So whenever I get instructions from the board, I will put that on the agenda. Wanted to also make you aware that we are getting some new technology here in the commissioner's room, as I told you a few weeks ago, and it will necessitate that we take this whiteboard off the wall. We're going to take the screen off the wall. There will be television monitors on the back wall, and one back here as well, that you will see the exhibits or whatever we're displaying for you. So in order to do that, we're going to have to run wiring in here. So we're going to pull the wallpaper off, we're going to paint the walls, and then the wiring will be put down, all the audio visual equipment, and then we'll put new carpeting in the room. Otherwise, there's going to be holes in the wall, and we just want to go ahead and do everything all at once. So I'm just making the board aware of that. This is the carpet square over here, and we'll be matching the paint to that. So hopefully that will take place in the next 6 weeks to 2 months. Also wanted to make you aware that a job posting went out today for the administrative assistant for the county manager and deputy clerk to the board, as Ms. Carr will be leaving my office to go back to the Register of Deeds office to serve Ms. Savage when she takes office in December. So I just want to make the board aware that we have started a search for a new administrative assistant slash clerk, deputy clerk to the board. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. He advised that there would not be a need for a closed session, so the only thing left is to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to adjourn until Monday, October the 5th, 2020 at 6 p.m. for a board of county commissioners meeting here in the Duke County Administrative Building. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those against say nay. Motion carries. At this time, we are adjourned.